This morning's message is called End of Days. And I want to share this a little bit with you. This came from an email from a pastor that I know locally in our area. And what he's doing is he sent out this mass email telling people that he and others have figured out when the Lord is returning. Now, what they'd done is they'd come up with some dates and then other dates and subtracted days. And they finally came up with the time of his returning. He and others like Dr. Jack Van Amp is stating that he believes the Lord's return will occur in 2011 and is going so far to state that he believes it will be in December. Now, I think it's sort of funny because, you know, we've had this happen in the past where people have tried to figure out when Christ's return is supposed to come. Now, he had this whole deal written out in this email, and if you want to read it, you can go out to our website. This will be posted with the message, with the outline. But I'm just going to read just a little bit of it, and you can come back to it if you want to later. Go to hidingplaceministry.com on the main page later today. You'll have a link to this morning's sermon, End of Days, and there'll be an outline with it, and you can read the whole thing. But I want to go back to just a small portion of this. And this was based on a book that was written in the 80s. It says, 80 Reasons Why Christ Will Return in 1988. It said it was based on this certain logic, which they sort of mentioned above. And then they say, but the problem was it was flawed information. And I think that's sort of funny because when we read a scripture here in just a second, I think we're going to see that even this new projected time and stuff is going to be based on flawed information. It's projected from the time Israel got their land back. That was the previous logic. Not the capital city of Jerusalem, which occurred in 1967. Now, if you add 40 years to 1967 years, you can come up with 2007. That still doesn't work because 2007, like 1998, or 1988, is now past. So they're saying, well, that's not going to work, adding those numbers together. So then he says, now consider what happens when you take the years Israel got their land back and add 70 years, the span of a man's life, to 1948 years, and it brings you to the years of 2018. If you deduct 7 years for the tribulation period, the result is 2011. So I think it's sort of funny because they're coming up with a date and they're saying, well, that can't work because that date's already passed. So what can we now add to it to come up with a date that will work in the future? And then we're going to subtract this, and then that's going to be the date of the Lord's return. The scriptures tell us in Matthew 24:36, this is out of the King James, it says, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father alone. I'm going to read this in the Message Bible as well. Sometimes we switch back and forth because we want to maybe get a little bit better understanding of what that scripture is saying or just a little bit different twist on it. And in the Message it says, but the exact day and hour, no one knows that. Not even heaven's angels, not even the Son. Only the Father knows. Now, if you were to take and read that whole chapter of Matthew 24, this pretty much deals with this whole idea of when is the Lord going to return and all of these things. And in Matthew 24:11, this back to the King James, it says, and many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. You know, when this deal happened in 1988, there were people getting ready for the Lord's return. They were selling everything. They were going to the mountains. They were going up there praying and waiting on God's return, and it didn't happen. Why? Because the scriptures tell us, but that day and hour knoweth no man, not even the angels in heaven, but my Father only. Well, if he's stating that, why are we even looking? Why are we even searching for his returning? But I think the answer is going to come further down in the scriptures in Matthew 24 as to why he doesn't tell us when he's going to return. So with the scriptures that we've read, I'm not sure why people are wasting their time even trying to figure out when the Lord is going to return. We have better things to do. We have better things to do. We have been called to reach out and to spread the gospel to every living creature. Matthew 16:15 says, "And he says unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." We're supposed to be living like there's no tomorrow in our quest to reach lost souls for the kingdom of heaven. That's what we're supposed to be doing. We're not supposed to be going and saying, well, you know, I got to figure out when God's going to return so I can be ready and I can sell my stuff and I can get rid of all that and I can go here and I can just wait on God because I'm ready to go. No, that's not what God has called us to know. Instead of going out and preaching the gospel, they're going to be sitting around, singing praise songs, praying, thank you, God, for your return. All of these things instead of doing the task at hand. And I think that's why God didn't tell us when he's returning, because human nature would step in and cause us to be lazy in the task God has called us to do. Just think about it. Think about what people would be thinking in their minds if they knew when Christ was going to return. Well, there's only a few more days left, and I don't think I could win another soul over to Christ. I've done so much. So I guess my job is done. Is it? Is my job done just because there's a few days left? Well, there's one day left, and I need to spend this last day with my family and other Christians. No, we're supposed to be spreading the gospel. Or what about this? Well, if they haven't accepted the Lord yet, then I'm not going to waste any more time on them. Time has ran out for them. No, that's not what God wants us to do. Do you think God was smart when he decided not to tell anyone? Otherwise, there would be thousands of souls lost because we decided just to stop. We need to be at work when Christ comes, not standing on a mountain waiting. We need to be about our Father's business. Matthew 24:44-46 says, "Therefore be ye also ready, in such an hour that ye think not the Son of Man cometh. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord has made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing." Now, I want to read this out of the message, and I want to discuss this just a second. It says, be vigilant just like that. You have no idea when the Son of Man is going to show up. Who here's qualified for the job of overseeing the kitchen? A person the master can depend on to feed the workers on time each day. Someone the master can drop in on unannounced and always finding him doing his job. A God-blessed man or woman, I tell you. What he's stating here is the fact that we're supposed to be doing what we've been called to do up until the very last second when the master shows up. And that's to spread the gospel. So who cares when Christ is going to be returning? The key is that we are still doing what the master has called us to do up until the very moment he shows up unannounced. It's not important to know when Christ returns. It is important that we're doing the Father's business when he returns. So work if there's like there's no tomorrow. Spread the good news and be a good servant. That's what's important. Need to get out your Bible and read the whole chapter of Matthew 24, because it talks about this. It talks about the end times coming and what's going to happen and what we're supposed to be doing in those end times. And that is, we're supposed to be about the Father's business. So this morning, I know this message is short, maybe, but I want you to think about it. And again, these things are coming out left and right again about when his returning is going to be. But we need to be aware about the Father's business. We need to be aware that people are going to come out and say these things. And we need to know that that's is not important to a Christian. What's important is getting out and sharing the gospel with everyone you come in contact to. We need to be at work when Christ comes, spreading the gospel. We need to be out there helping someone when Christ comes. We need to be that good servant. We need to be that person that's caring for one another and making sure that we all make it together. That's what we're supposed to be doing, because then we'll be found as good and faithful servants. Not being selfish and saying, well, I've finished my task. It's done. In a day or two, Christ is going to be returning. I'm finished doing the Father's business. We're not finished doing the Father's business until he takes us away. This morning, I want to take a few seconds and pray for these people that are putting out this stuff, but more so for the individuals that are out there reading these things and hearing them, that they need to turn back to the scripture and look and see what the scripture said. When you read this, they come up with a couple of scriptures about that generation should not, the generation will not pass away until it's fulfilled. And when the deals of and they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and they shall be led away captive into all nations, talking about Jerusalem, and that. It doesn't matter. All that matters is that you're following Christ and you're doing the Father's business. So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you this morning, Father, for your word. Father, I thank you, Lord, that this word has been brought forth today, Father. Lord, and that we would be ready for your returning. And being so ready, we're about your business, not concerned about our own selves and not concerned about a particular date and a time, but that we are about your business at the time of your returning, and that we can see people saved and those people lost, Father, at the very last moment, not giving up on anyone, but enduring until the very end. Father, I pray, Lord, that you would let these people remember this, Lord, when these people are talking about this, and let them share the good news with them, saying we're supposed to be about our Father's business, and it doesn't matter about the other, and we don't need to be selling our stuff, and we don't need to be showing up and not showing up to work or giving up on the ministries that we're doing and closing the church doors because Christ is coming, because there's going to be people, even at the very last moment, that are going to accept Jesus Christ. And we need to be there, willing and able to pray with them and to share that love of an everlasting Father with them. Father, I pray, keep this in the hearts and the minds of those people around us, Father. And Lord, bless them, Father, and let them labor until the day of your returning. We pray in your name, Father. Amen and amen.